A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
And day 176, since Joe Biden promised he wouldn't abandon Americans behind enemy lines in the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan, and he did, and it's not looking good. A lot to get to today. I will tell you to see the mob, the media, in a panic, and now they're hedging their bets because they put all their eggs in the Joe Biden basket. And it's deteriorating dramatically. So they don't want to act like they're, you know, Joe Biden fans. We'll go over all the poll numbers in the course of the show today. Look, Biden's weakness and his minor incursion comments are going to be a disaster. That's predictable. I will tell you this, and this is the saddest thing of all. Two of New York City's finest, and that means police officers, were shot and, you know, killed over the weekend at a apartment complex in New York City. And the cop killer kept firing at the wounded officers even as they lay helplessly on the ground. In other words, basically like an execution, all caught on body cam. I doubt any person with a soul would want to watch it. The criminal used an illegal gun, handgun, a Glock, with a high capacity magazine to kill one of the officers and critically injure his partner, but also then loaded a weapon that he stashed under his bed at the time, according to law enforcement. Anyway, the suspect had been listening to extremist anti-government, anti-police podcasts before attacking the cops, and he continued to shoot at the police officers. Now, here's the thing. If you go back, and I had the former mayor of New York, Comrade Bill de Blasio, on. It was right at the time, remember, when cops were being assaulted almost on a daily basis in New York City. This was after the city cut $1 billion to their NYPD budget. There were cops. They take big buckets of water, fluid. The cops have no... By the way, you get doused with fluid. Do you have any idea what the fluid is? No, you don't. This is when they were literally just destroying cop cars. If cop cars showed up in the neighborhood, just harassing. I mean, this was just utter lawlessness, anarchy, and the Democrats' silence on this insurrectionist activity. 574 riots, dozens of dead Americans, thousands of injured cops, billions in property damage. No committee looking into any of this. We had a police officer shot in D.C. last night. At least one suspect barricaded nearby house, according to the Metro Police Department there. A Texas cop was fatally shot during a midnight traffic stop. There is no routine traffic stop for those people that keep saying that. Sadly, Chicago, typical weekend, an 8-year-old little girl struck with a stray bullet walking with her mom in Chicago. You can't even walk the streets. How do you pursue happiness if you can't walk the streets and you're not safe and secure in your own house, your own home, your own neighborhood? This Houston police deputy was killed early Sunday morning, pulled a guy over in what officials described as a brutal attack there. We now had over 100 carjackings in Philadelphia during the first 3 weeks of 2022. As a matter of fact, the Daily Mail had a piece, carjackings are up by 510% in major U.S. cities, Chicago, New York, Philly, New Orleans, all experiencing this type of hike. I mean, it's massive. We've never seen anything like it. You've got police under siege all around the country, and now we have to go back and we have to think and we have to say, huh, How did we get to this point? Now, let's look at the numbers. In 2021, ambush-style attacks against police officers were up a whopping 115%. That's in 2021 compared to 2020. And 2020 was a record-breaking year. So you had 346 officers shot in the line of duty in 2021, according to the National Fraternal Order of Police. Now, there's five states with the highest number shot: Texas, Illinois, California, Georgia. I mean, you know, usually high density, population density areas. But that's a lot of people. And the violence just keeps going on. And why do you think we're here? Because if we would have arrested the people that were out rioting in 2020 in the summer, and we would have used the video footage to arrest them, and in most cases, we never bothered. That's the thing. We have all this video evidence of looting, arson, assault on police officers. We can identify those people. Do you think they ever take the time to arrest? We don't. They get away with it. What does that do? That emboldens criminals to keep doing what they're doing. There are no consequences for their behavior. And it's also a direct result of, let's see, defund, dismantle, no bail laws, all supported by the radical Democratic Socialist Party. You know, our own vice president, but Joe Biden even said it himself. Will you redirect funds? Yeah, of course I'll redirect funds. Kamala Harris supporting a bail fund, tweeting that out. They're not going to stop. They shouldn't stop. They won't stop. Beware. Take note. Beware. What does beware, take note mean? Is that what we're going to continue to have rioting? The same people that won't even bring in Nancy Pelosi and the sergeant of arms and the mayor of D.C. Why did after Donald Trump had to legally, and he did, authorize calling up guard troops 2 days before January 6th, why didn't they bring him up? And if they want it to never happen again, why don't they bring in the speaker and the mayor and the sergeant of arms and the Capitol police chief who asked for and requested troops as well? Why don't they ask those people? Oh, sorry. Why get to the real answer of a question? Where's the committee investigating all this rioting? You know, it's very, very interesting to watch. You know, after what happened in New York, obviously there's a lot of media coverage and outrage. And, you know, all the people that were out there reimagine the police, defund the police, dismantle the police, you know, praising the LAPD as Kamala Harris did when they cut the police budget, $1 billion cut for New York City's police budget. Like, for example, in New York, this happens Friday night, this tragic police shooting. You have the public advocate of New York, Jermaine Williams. Now, we found comments from June 30th, 2020. By saying we're hiring additional police officers, I think that's sending the wrong message. After the shooting of these cops on Friday night, these men answered a plea for help, both risks, and one lost their life while trying to protect another New Yorker's safety, as countless officers across our city do every day. The Attorney General, in April of 2021, we need to talk about the history of policing, which is embedded in racism going back to the slave trade, the slave code, black code, etc. Friday night, all of New York State is mourning tonight. We pray for the safety of our policing communities. You know, and it goes on and on. And then if you turn on the TV, fake news CNN is out there, and they're critical of, you know, rising crime coverage, saying that it's overblown. Well, tell that to the families of the 346 officers shot in the line of duty last year alone, setting a record from 2020. Talk to the families of cops that are involved in these ambush style attacks. That's up 115%. I mean, it's unbelievable. 346 officers shot in the line of duty. You know, Fox News, their exaggeration of crime. It's not an exaggeration when the numbers are up, and they're up dramatically. And I love how everybody sings a whole different tune now. New York governor blames the shot from an illegal gun for killing the officers. And the mayor made a comment as well, the new mayor, that's Eric Adams. And he's blaming gun. He thinks gun control is the answer. New York has already some of the most restrictive gun laws in the entire country. He's demanding assistance from Washington, D.C. to block the constant flow of firearms into the Big Apple. Not talking about legal firearms. And there are so many restrictions on firearms in New York. I know because I own firearms and I live in New York. It's ridiculous. The group Black Lives Matter, their chapter in Washington, D.C., the same group that once chanted pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon, and what do we want, dead cops, when do we want them now? They're indignant. What do you think they're indignant? They're indignant that the police officers shot in the line of duty are automatically treated as heroes after an officer was shot and wounded Sunday in Northwest D.C. Suspect still at large for after opening fire on officers on the streets of D.C.'s Petworth Avenue neighborhood. And the Metropolitan Police Department said one officer has been shot, not named, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Black Lives Matter D.C. took the opportunity to promote their anti-cop campaign and warn against the spread of cop agenda. I don't know what the hell that means. Being black in D.C. is more dangerous than any job. A teen rapper who shot the NYPD cop using his record deal money to pay for bail. How do you shoot a cop and ever get bail, period? You don't deserve to be on the street and getting bail. You know, how many more cops are going to have to get shot? Who wants to be a cop today? You know, reminder, intentional killings have reached a 20-year high, according to the FBI. That's the highest number of law enforcement officers intentionally killed in the line of duty since the terror attacks on September 11th, 2001. Oh, that's not something to be alarmed about. You know, Biden. What did Biden say over the summer of 2020? Nothing. They said Democrats said next to nothing. They sat by silently. You know, two killed in a crash, including a police officer, and that's in Memphis, Tennessee. You have gang members charged in the slaying of an off-duty officer in Los Angeles, and it goes on every day. And now carjackings on the right. Why is this? Shouldn't be hard to figure out, because if you're going to be weak on crime, if you're going to dismantle and defund the police, if you're going to get rid of bail laws, you're giving a license to go out and steal when you don't arrest people. If they don't, as long as they don't steal over $1,000, what do you think is going to happen? What is the predictable result? Exactly what we see happening. Where is the Congressional Committee on that insurrection? That type, these type of attacks against the bravest of the brave. Oh, Hannity, not all cops are good cops. You're right. There's 1%. I said that all during my coverage of uncovering the deep state and their abuse of power and corruption. It's not all FBI. As a matter of fact, most FBI rank and file that I knew were glad and grateful that I covered it, because it's not the organization that they signed up for. And they believe in law and order and not, you know, politicizing or criminalizing political differences, as now is really going on worse than ever. They believe in equal justice and equal application of our laws. What cop is going to want to arrest somebody knowing the person's getting out 5 minutes later and it's not going to make a difference? How do you expect stores to stay open if you can steal $950 worth of stuff and you're only going to get a citation? I mean, this is madness. And it's preventable, like everything else in Biden's America.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
We got a lot of polling we're going to give you today. None of it good for Joe Biden. Listen to even Chuck Todd at NBC.
Our new NBC News poll suggests Mr. Biden does need a reset because he's lost his identity a bit. He's no longer seen as competent and effective. He's no longer seen as a good commander-in-chief, or perhaps most damaging, as easygoing and likable. In fact, just 5% of adults say Mr. Biden has performed better than expected as president. One of the many lowests, firsts, and fewests in our poll. And as we kick off our Meet the Midterms coverage heading into November, the NBC News political unit developed what we're calling a midterm meter. It's based on previous election cycles. It's basically three poll numbers you need to know best. I'm going to start with the perhaps the most important number to understand the direction of the midterms. It's job approval here. The president's job approval rating sitting at 43%. If you look at history, history shows that kind of presidential approval rating leads to a shellacking for the party in power. How about the mood of the nation? Well, let me show you this right now. Our wrong track, nation's on the wrong track number, sitting at 72%. Second poll in a row where we've been over 70%. This is only the third time in our poll's history over 30 years where we've had two tracks that were that off. That, again, would put you in shellacking territory for the party in power. But the one place Democrats are holding up okay is on the question of which party should control Congress. Basically a dead heat, one-point advantage there. But most analysts will tell you Democrats have to be up about 4 or 5 due to their redistricting in order to actually hold the House here. So that puts it in the middle. But as you can see, two of our three most important indexes is sitting in shellacking territory right now for the Democrats. This is a dangerous place for the party and the president to be at the one-year mark of this presidency.
Three-quarters of you, the American people, believe this country is headed in the wrong direction. 72% of Americans polled believe that. 60% of Americans believe that their family income is falling behind the cost of living. Only 30% believe that they're keeping up, and 7% felt that their incomes are increasing. Okay, probably friends of Joe and Hunter's. 70% of respondents said the nation cannot come together and that its partisan divisions will continue to grow. You can see this now, this movement in Buckhead to separate itself from Atlanta. That's a real effort, and I doubt that's going to be the only one. People have had it, and they want it for obvious reasons. Let's see, law and order, safety, security, schools, and lower taxes. You know, you have over 60% of voters saying they don't want Biden. 75% don't want him to even run. And 72% think he's incompetent.
Download Sean Hannity and the breaking news you might have missed today. It's Sean's insider information. Hannity is on right now.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. That career criminal accused of shooting two cops, killing one, leaving the other clinging to life, is now dead, dying from wounds from the incident, according to law enforcement officials. LaShawn McNeil, 47, had been in critical condition after being shot by a third officer after shooting two NYPD officers during a domestic disturbance inside an apartment complex. He was still clinging to life as of yesterday after undergoing two operations, et cetera, et cetera. You know, by the way, the convicted felon on probation, drug convictions, his last, you know, the gun was used to shoot to the last known address, I guess, was in Allentown. The gun used to shoot the cops, stolen from Baltimore in 2017, illegally equipped with high-capacity magazine. You know, there was a period in New York when the law was I could only have seven bullets in my magazine. Actually, in the gun, if you have one in the chamber, six in your magazine. And I followed the law because I follow the law because if I break it, they'll put me in jail for the rest of my life. So, you know, remember famously Andrew Cuomo, nobody needs 10 bullets
it's simple.
Kill a deer.
No one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer.
Nobody needs 10 bullets to kill a deer. Oh, my goodness. They don't know any. The thing is, these guys know nothing about firearms. You know, you'd be surprised at, you know, I literally bring in and hire police officers to make sure, because I have a gun collection, all of my guns are legally compliant with New York law. And the silliness, they're so dumb. You know, almost in every case, it's a cosmetic alteration here or there. That's all it is. It's the same gun, just a cosmetic alteration. And they feel pat themselves on the back and they feel like they've done something great. Which is really insane. I'm warning everybody about what's going to happen here. So the Pentagon's putting 8,500 U.S. troops on high alert in anticipation of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Okay, what are you planning, Joe? Are you gonna send 8,500 troops and start war with Russia because you've allowed Putin? You've shown such weakness. You abandoned Americans. What? Why would Putin believe you're going to protect Ukraine's sovereignty? It's a meaningless statement. The 8,500 U.S. forces placed on heightened alert to do what? What are you planning to do? Because you're not going to go to war with Russia, nor should you. The way to defeat Russia is financially. The way to defeat Putin and Russia is with energy, oil. We should be providing it all to our allies in Western Europe. But you gave Vladimir, your family buddy, all of this, you know, this waiver that allows him to provide the energy to our allies. By the way, at a premium, you're making Russia and Putin hostile actor, hostile regime rich again. Great job, Joe. And while we're at it, you might as well take on China, too, because China has every intention. We saw this weekend, 39, you know, flights of aircraft, you know, flying a warplanes flying over Taiwan airspace. Well, what do you think? What do you think the communist Chinese are planning? They keep saying it. They keep threatening the U.S. in the process. Now, I know that many people want a boycott of the Olympics. Listen, I'll be honest. The Olympics don't really interest me that much. For the Winter Olympics, I like the hockey. I used to play hockey. And some of the other stuff like ski jumping is like really cool. Curling is interesting for some reason to me, right, Linda? And, you know, downhill racing is interesting. But I'll be interested. Why would we ever give such a repressive regime that is involved in modern day slavery and forced labor and oppression of minorities, and now we know what they did with the virus. Why would we ever consider doing this? You know, that's on the Olympic Committee, but that's like, we're basically talking about like the United Nations and WHO. The World Health Organization was complicit in all things involving hiding and covering up for China. Anyway, so that the only way to stop Putin is to hit him where it hurts financially. You're not going to go to war with Russia. We're not going to war with Russia. You can't go to war with Russia. You announcing you put 8,500 forces on high alert, heightened alert. Okay, you can send some anti-tank missiles to Ukraine if you want. But Hunter's made money more. Why don't you send Hunter in? He knows the Ukrainians and the Russian oligarchs. He can talk to all the oligarchs. And maybe he can broker a peace. He's made so many millions, maybe he'll actually finally earn some of it with no experience. Anyway, Biden was also, this was in NBC News and also picked up by the Jerusalem Post where I first found it. Biden was ready to lift sanctions on Iran based on the nuclear deal brokered by Russia. Reports over the weekend that Joe Biden was willing to trust a deal brokered by the Russians. Now, if this were Donald Trump as president, we'd start questioning. Now, if Hunter's last name was Trump and not Biden, and Joe leveraged $1 billion to get a prosecutor fired in 6 hours because the prosecutor's investigating his zero experience son making millions. I'd start questioning the decisions of Joe Biden.
Hey, Sean.
And then, yeah.
I got a question for you. So last week, somebody actually had the tenacity to actually ask a question at the presser, you know, Joe Biden's second. And it was all about zero experience Hunter Biden and what was happening in China. I think it said a lot, quite frankly. I think we should play it.
President Biden, on the coronavirus, we're tragically approaching nearly 1 million Americans who died. And I'd like to ask you why it is during your 3.5-hour virtual summit in November with the Chinese president, you didn't press for transparency, and also whether that has anything to do with your son's involvement in an investment firm controlled by Chinese state-owned entities.
The answer is that I did raise the question of transparency. I spent a lot of time with him. And the fact is that they're just not being transparent.
Transparency on the coronavirus origins.
Yes.
And you did during the virtual summit. Is there a reason your press staff was unaware of that? And what did you say to the Chinese president?
And they weren't with me the entire time. Look, I made it clear that I thought that China had an obligation to be more forthcoming on exactly what the source of the virus was and where it came from.
That sounds so confidence building. Anyway, so he was willing to make this deal with the Iranians, and they offered an interim nuclear agreement brokered by Russia. Maybe, I'm telling you, the guy to do this whole job, the nexus is Hunter Biden. Bring in the former crack addict. Let him handle it. The Iran-backed rebels fired missiles. What's that?
You should paint us a picture. A really nice picture.
Yeah, nice picture.
It's going to look really
numbers.
Nice.
Iran-backed rebels fired missiles at Dubai. Can you believe this? The United Arab Emirates intercepted 2 incoming ballistic missiles. I'm telling you, this is not going to be good. Russia, not going to be good. After the Olympics with China, that's not looking good for Taiwan either, or Hong Kong. And Hong Kong's already been oppressed enough. Biden administration warning they might abandon Americans behind enemy lines in Ukraine. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine warning American citizens that the Biden administration will be unable to help with evacuations from Ukraine in the event of a minor incursion. The announcement came as the State Department on Sunday ordered families of diplomats to evacuate. And as Biden said, any military action by Russia could come at any time, and the U.S. government will not be in a position to evacuate American citizens in such a contingency, so U.S. citizens currently present in Ukraine should plan accordingly. Let me help you out here. If you're in Ukraine or you have some loved one or somebody you care about there, tell them to get the hell out now. There you go. Just because otherwise, Joe's not going to lift a finger. Another prominent Democratic candidate, Beto Bozo, is begging Joe Biden to stay away from the campaign trail. First, it was Stacey Abrams. She was busy. She had plans that day. Joe and Kamala were coming into town. Anyway, Beto Bozo is running. He's going to lose against Greg Abbott, who's done a great job as governor of Texas. Anyway, off of failed campaign attempts, Ted Cruz, et cetera, failed presidential bid, said he has no interest in receiving help from Biden. I'm not interested in any national politician. You know why? Because he knows he's toxic. Nearly 3/4 of the American people, NBC News is saying, believe the country is headed in the wrong direction. 60% believe their family income is falling behind the cost of living. Only 30% feel they're barely keeping up. That's not good. 6 in 10 voters will not vote for Biden. In other words, not, period. And I'm going to vote for Kamala either. She's in just as big a mess as he is and quagmire as he is. 72% think that the country not only is headed in the wrong direction, they think that Biden is incompetent. The other thing, I'll tell you right now, they don't see him as unifying. And people, once people start to not like you and you're in public office, you got a problem. And he's not liked. Then there's fighting within the Democratic Party. Bernie Sanders threatening to break with Biden over the failed spending bill. He was asked on Meet the Press if Biden can count on his vote with almost any compromise. He said, absolutely not. Remember, he signed the Bernie Biden manifesto. Anyways, but to not be seen as competent and then to have a focus group saying that this is a disaster on CBS and this, what do they, what can they point to that's good? And what is everybody concerned about? It's always the same thing. The economy, inflation, higher prices, rising crime, COVID-19. How could you have confidence in Joe Biden on COVID when he ran out of tests, ran out of therapeutics? We never had any problem with Trump with these items. You know, Biden's first year, Kamala Harris, there's a whole piece on FoxNews.com. We put it on Hannity.com about her most embarrassing, bizarre media moments. I think it's like 8 printed pages. There's so many of them, including the most recent interview that was a disaster, you know, when she had to remind Savannah Guthrie, not exactly the hardest interviewer in the world, that she is the vice president. Then there's a Breitbart piece that came out about the infighting of Biden's chief of staff as accused of hiding Biden. Of course he is. And this is where Bill Maher made an interesting comment on Friday. I didn't see the show. I read about it. That they ought to put Biden in a more ceremonial role because while his first year was not horrible, certainly better than the alternative, for some reason America's lost its faith in Joe. I think that's probably Bill Maher at his nicest. That's probably, he sees what, he's not stupid. He knows this guy's a mess. Liz Cheney lost a straw poll in Wyoming this weekend. No surprise there. Cheney's challenger. I thought her challenger was very impressive. So we're watching that. 7 out of 10 Americans think the country's on the wrong track, that democracy is under a threat. Democrats, you know, are losing in the generic ballot anywhere between 5 McLaughlin, 7 Towery, and 13 Trafalgar. That's how bad that is. But if you lose faith in, you know, well, what can you point to that Joe did well? That's always going to be interesting. I saw Peter Schweitzer. He's going to be on tomorrow. His new book is out, Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. Well, the same thing's happening with Russia and Ukraine. You know, one thing I'm never going to do in my life, Linda, you know, I'd like to, you know, do business deals, et cetera. I'm never going to do business with China, Russia, or Ukraine. Hannity, you're being bigoted. No, I'm not. I just don't want, there are hostile regimes that don't like this country. Look what China unleashed on the world. Look what Russia is now doing to the entire world. You know, Ukraine, every time I look, all I see is corruption. It's unbelievable. You're not, why are you so quiet on that? I'll name another.
Well,
country,
I have something
Iran.
To say, but, you know, it's probably going to be, you know, I'm just going to preface it with it's a little aggressive, but
all right,
at the end of
bite
the day.
Your tongue.
No, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's just, it's going to be very
hold
hard
on.
For
this
us.
This is a disclaimer. I'm not responsible for the things that a producer says on the show. I have no idea what might come flying out of that mouth that even a pastor would be shocked at. Go ahead.
Listen, I'm going to do my best here. In all truth, it's very hard for us to say we're not going to do business with these countries because, unfortunately, we've given a pipeline to Russia allowing us to import oil from an enemy. We buy and make all of our products in China, and we ship them in and export very little out. And I just think that overall, if we don't start to get it together and rescue our American citizens and SIV holders in Afghanistan and help the people in Ukraine, the situation's only get worse. We got to go back to America made, and we got to do it 5 minutes ago.
We should have done that yesterday. The person that was on that was Trump. Having at the ready 8,500 American troops for Ukraine and a border and the conflict and the coming conflict and invasion by Putin. Okay, he's got hundreds of thousands and he's already pre-positioned all of his military equipment. I don't think he's doing it for fun. I think it's obvious what's now unfolding.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.